What is going on, guys? Welcome to episode, what are we on, four, five now?
I think this is episode four, yeah.
Oh man, we're slacking. That's okay though. What is going on, guys? How is everybody doing today? My name is Jesse. Welcome, Chris. What's going on?
What's going on, Jesse? How's everybody doing tonight? Hopefully you guys are having a fantastic night, day, as always. What time is it actually? Holy crap. We keep getting into these podcasts when we're doing them late, but you know, as I said in a couple podcasts ago, the vibe is just real. I love doing them late. And yeah, so tonight we actually got a pretty special episode. We're going to be doing a Q&A. So we're going to do some questions and answers. I got some questions, a little bit of questions written down, and I'm going to ask Jesse some questions. You can ask me some questions. We're going to answer very truthfully, and we're going to get a pretty interesting podcast for you guys. So it might get deep. It might get serious. We'll see what happens. We're going to start the question with, you know, let's start smooth, and then we'll gradually make our way up. How many social networks would you say you regularly use?
How many social networks? Okay, so my biggest are probably Instagram and Snapchat, and I watch a lot of YouTube, if that counts.
That totally counts, man, because that's probably my biggest social media that I use would be YouTube first, Instagram second, Snapchat third, then Facebook would be fourth, because Facebook, I don't really care about that too much.
Now you're able to like post on YouTube. Have you noticed that? Like you can write down certain things, like certain people will write things down. Like they'll type out a blog post almost on their channel, kind of. Have you seen that?
Like in the description?
Not necessarily in the description, but like the, I don't know how to explain it. Like one of my YouTubers that I like to watch, his name is Nick Koumoulatsos, and he like will blog kind of on his YouTube channel. It's weird.
Yeah. Okay. No, I should look into that. I might know what you mean, but I don't know.
That's true. What's your YouTube channel, Chris?
Oh, I guess we're doing the early shameless plug. YouTube channel is Abate TV.
There you go. Plug. One and done. I like it.
So let's get another one here real quick. Do you ever set time aside for reflection? Like, do you ever do any of that stuff on your own?
Let's see. My self-reflection usually happens in an English assignment. When I have to write a paper about it. And then when I actually do it, I'm like, oh, I enjoy this and I should totally do it more, but I don't. I usually don't. But when I do, I usually like to, I kind of journal a little bit. I wouldn't call it a self-reflection, but I'll kind of like write a page about my day or what I have going on. And usually that'll make me feel better putting thoughts on paper. If you would count that as a self-reflection, then yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what helps you think a lot, then that definitely is a self-reflection for sure. Reflecting is definitely something that everybody needs because it helps you think more. So I definitely try to reflect almost every single night before I go to bed and just think about my life and where I stand and what I can do better.
There you go. That's how you do it. That's how you keep the train rolling.
Absolutely, bruh.
I dig it.
Here's the thing for you. This is actually a pretty good question. So what would you say motivates you the most?
Motivates me the most?
Yeah, like what would you say, like, you wake up in the morning every single day and, you know, the first thing that you would say that's going to motivate you to, you know, get you what you dream about every single day, what's going to motivate you to stay on those dreams and those goals?
When I plan something out the next day, that usually gets me more excited about it. I'm not very good at keeping track of like my long-term goals, I would say. I enjoy the day-to-day sort of, but when I do it, I usually plan out my day, my next day, the night before, which kind of gets me an idea of what I want to do, and it makes me feel excited to do it. So that's probably one of my biggest motivations, and definitely a lot of music.
Yeah, that's actually a big thing that I've heard that motivates people is the music. And music is a good thing because there's so many different types of genres, like reggae, rap, hip hop, like all that stuff. Like there's different genres that can motivate you the most and, you know, keep you thinking and going. So yeah, that's a good question. Good job.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your good job in this. Are you more of a morning person or like a night owl? And if so, like what's your favorite thing to do in the evening time?
I would probably say more of, well, I do like mornings, but I would like probably most likely say evenings because it gives me time to work on everything. Like say I film a video, I can edit my video, I can read, I can do all my stuff on social media, get everything done. So usually the mornings are all hectic. I have to get up, go, and then usually the night I get everything done and get stuff situated. So I would say I'm more of an evening guy than a morning guy for sure.
I don't know. I'm both. It varies. It depends on what I have going on during that week and like what kind of schedule I have. Like for now, like the end of filming this podcast, I have to get up in 4 hours and go to a meeting. So it just depends on what I have going on.
I mean, at least you're motivated to do the podcast. Like, it's something, it's a big impact on you. Like, you love to do it, so you're actually doing it. So you're pretty much telling me and the viewers that this is a big deal to you.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun. It's been a very solid experience so far. But
absolutely.
What is, like, what's your biggest fear then? That's a question for you.
My biggest fear, I would say heights.
Really? You're not a heights guy?
Every time I go to an amusement park and I go onto a roller coaster, I either close my eyes or I feel like I'm going to faint and fall off of it instantly. So I really don't like it. I mean, I got to get over those fears, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Do balconies freak you out?
Not really balconies, because I really enjoy the view. See, like, once I'm going up and I'm almost there, I'm like, okay, this is really nice. But when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, this is not okay.
No, that's funny. Like, my sister can't even walk out to a balcony. It's hilarious. She gets so freaked out.
Oh man, there's lots of people that have those moments of heights. A lot of people can't do heights, and I'm one of them. So, but balconies are okay.
That's good.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh man.
I mean, you don't really, if you don't know the question, you don't have to answer. We can move on to the next one.
Let's see. I wanted to be, okay, give me an age range. How about that? An age range, English.
Oh, you know, when everybody's a kid, like when you're like 8.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be Spider-Man. When I wanted to grow up, I wanted to be a superhero. I wanted to be Spider-Man. I loved Spider-Man. Rest in peace, Stan Lee. But I was a Spider-Man fiend. I thought he was the coolest guy. I had a poster. It was a puzzle that we put together, and it was a Spider-Man poster, and it had his web was shooting out, and he was like, doing the Spider-Man thing where he shoots web, and he's like flying between buildings and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the web in the puzzle was glow in the dark. So at night when I was sleeping, I would see like glow in the dark Spider-Man on my wall, and it was pretty great.
Oh, that's super cool. I know. I remember I used to have that silly string, and then I bought the actual kit for the Spider-Man to go on my arm and wrist, and I could shoot it out of my arm, and it would like stick to the wall, and I thought it was so cool.
I would go into my backyard, and I would find trees with thorns in it, and I would take the thorn off the vine and try to stick it into my finger so I could like have an ability to crawl. Yep, I remember that very well.
There were these trees, I remember, over, I don't know if you guys have them in the US, but over here there were these trees, and they usually come out in the beginning of the summertime, and they blow, and it's like, it looks like a web in the air, and I would always take the little bean and I would try to twist them in my fingers, because it would kind of have like a web figure that would come out, so I would think like I'm gonna have powers as soon as I freaking like open it. So I was like, damn, this is really cool.
That's funny.
Yeah. Speaking of like the youth, since we're talking about the youth, what was the scariest thing you did as a kid, and are you glad you did it?
Oh man, what was the scariest thing I ever did as a kid and I was glad I did it? Let's see. I don't think I ever did anything that I was really scared of. I did a lot of fun shit when I was a kid, but nothing I was ever really scared of. I was that one kid in the neighborhood that had like a battery-powered motorbike thing or whatever, or pocket rocket or whatever, and I would ride that everywhere. I remember one Christmas. This wasn't really, no, that's kind of injury related. That's not really relevant to the question. But I don't know. I used to do all sorts of kid stuff, but nothing that would really scare me.
Yeah, so you had like nothing that actually like freaked you out as a kid, like nothing at all.
No, not really. Even injuries never freaked me out as a kid. I was weird. I don't know. Like, when I remember when I was 4 or 5, I was in kindergarten. I went to SeaWorld, and there we were in the seal display or whatever you want to call it. And the seals got the bleachers wet. So I was crawling on the bleachers, metal bleachers, and I slipped and cracked my head open.
Ooh.
And I had to go to the ER. It was an hour drive back to the ER. And I sat in the car with my head bleeding. And I was just quiet. I didn't cry.
No, well, you're a tough man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Or a tough boy, I would have to say.
Yeah, I was a tiny little child.
I would probably have to say I was very scared of scary movies. I was scared of E.T. and Gremlins, especially.
I was scared of the Gremlins. I hate scary movies as a kid. What was your first scary movie?
I would have to say Gremlins. Every time my parents would put it on purpose and then call me in the room to say that dinner's ready, and then they would put on Gremlins and I would run away.
That's hilarious. My first scary movie I remember very well was The Ring. It was 2004. It was a year after the movie came out. There was a hurricane coming towards Pensacola. It was Hurricane Ivan. Probably the worst hurricane to strike the Pensacola area in I don't know how long. And I remember we went to my sister's friend who had an apartment in Tallahassee, and we went there to get out of the way of the hurricane, and we watched The Ring, and I was so terrified of TVs after that. Like, I didn't know what to do with myself.
Wow. I would probably be very terrified if there were hurricanes in Toronto or Canada in general.
Yeah, what do you get, like, you get blizzards?
We get pretty really bad blizzards, and the biggest storm we have here is just like thunderstorm and rainstorms. Like, we don't get tornadoes or any tropical storms over here. It's just very light, and then maybe some like severe thunderstorms here and there, but nothing crazy like you guys.
Yeah, but hurricanes are so like once in a blue moon. But I will tell you, the best things ever is a Floridian hurricane party. There's nothing better than a hurricane party, because those are fun. Those are a blast. Those are always a good time. Hurricane party. I haven't been to a hurricane party in I don't know how long. I'm actually very prone to hurricanes. I say that now, knock on wood, but recently I've been pretty prone to them, so it's all good.
So like when there's a hurricane that comes, everybody gathers around and just has fun?
Well, it depends on the size of the hurricane. It depends on where you are. I remember the last hurricane that was heading towards Pensacola, all of the gas stations sold out of gas in my city, and I had to go out of town to get gas, and I was almost out, so that was terrifying. Everybody's in a mass panic. It's insane.
What's the best advice you ever got?
I would say the best advice I've ever maybe idolized probably would probably be from the hip-hop preacher Eric Thomas, and on one of his songs or speeches, he says not to rush the process, but trust the process. And I kind of take that to heart, because I think that's something that's very important that a lot of people don't realize, is like things will come, and not to, you know, try to work and make it happen so fast and enjoy the process that you're in. So that's probably my favorite piece of advice that I've been told or given or whatever. So
no, that's good. What do you see as hard work?
What do I see as hard work? I think hard work is subjective. I think hard work, everybody has a different definition of hard work, and what I think is hard work is somebody else's definition of hard work. But I think whatever hard work is whatever you do to provide for your family and yourself, and whatever you're doing that helps benefit the drive to achieve more within your personal goals.
Yeah.
So whatever that is. I've done hard work when you talk about like physical labor. I mean, I've done construction for 3 years, and I've worked in restaurants, and I've done labor and fun stuff like that, and that was hard. It was tough, and it has tons of long days. But I don't know, what do you define as hard work? I'm curious. That's a good question.
Believe in yourself. You have to believe really you can do anything, and once you believe you can do it, whatever that might be, really concentrate on that aspect, because anything you can be good at, and as long as you excel in your field, find something you're really passionate about and go into that field. Don't just get a job for the sake of getting a job, because I know people need to make money though, but focus on something you really enjoy, and that way you're not really going to work. You're going to play, and you make money while doing it.
That's true. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, they're pretty similar answers. How would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as an entertainer. I'm funny, outgoing, smart in ways, and I have a very dedicated drive.
I like it. Those are pretty true. I would say I'm an intense person. I would say in a certain context, I'm an aggressive person, influential. I would say I'm entertaining. I would say I'm funny. I'm jokative. I'm very laid back at the same time while I'm being intense, and I'm very like easy to vibe with. I would say I don't like to think a lot. I hate thinking. I'm not very good at that. I'd make stupid decisions, and I don't like use my head as effectively as I totally could. Like if it's to like play video games for another hour, or go to sleep, or study for an exam, like I'm gonna play video games. You know, like I don't think out the consequences of my actions very well, and that's something I need to work on, and time management. But other than that,
well, you still have like you think very well. Like you're very smart, I would say.
I appreciate that.
So what's your favorite place to travel and why?
Oh, favorite place to travel? Oh, okay. Anywhere I've never been. obviously. I love the South. Anywhere in, like, I love going to Atlanta and Savannah. Like, any place in Georgia is always a good time. I love going to New Orleans. New Orleans is always a good time. Colorado is always a good time. I've been to Hawaii. That was fun. If I had to, like, put one place, oh, man. Probably anywhere in Louisiana or Colorado.
Yeah. I've never been to any of those places you named, so I couldn't really say anything on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've done some really fun stuff in Louisiana. I mean, I'm a Floridian, born and raised, and I've lived in practically the entire state one way or another. So, I mean, the beach is always a good time, obviously, but I wouldn't say, because, like, I'm just so used to it that it's not something that's, like, considered traveling for. I've yet to go to Key West, though. I have to do that. Because, like, even though I live an hour from Miami, but from here to Key West, it's 5 hours from where I'm from.
Yeah, Slade was actually saying he went to Key West not too long ago.
That's crazy. We should go when you come down. We'll try to make that happen.
So I have a really good question for actually both of us. We can both answer this truthfully. So say our podcast blew up within the next year or so. What would your thoughts be on public speaking?
I would absolutely fucking love that. That'd be so much fun. And it would just be exciting. It'd be so humbling. It would just be so, I'd be so excited.
That'd be awesome. That's definitely like one of my dreams that I would love to conquer, and definitely for something for both of us, because like we do this together, right? So, I mean, if we actually got somewhere where, you know, someone really liked our podcast and they wanted us to do like a stand-up show, that would just be crazy.
Oh, it'd be so much fun. Oh, man, that'd be so much fun. I'd be so humbled. Like, I just anticipate, I would love people to come up to me and ask me like, for an autograph, for like an opinion on a personal situation or something. Like, I just, that would just mean the world to me. Like, I would love to help change somebody's life that way. Like, that'd be cool. And like, just, I don't know, I would love that.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. We definitely have big dreams and goals, because no dream is too big and no challenge is too great. So I mean, for what we want and what we want to get, we just got to keep striving and grinding. So we got the motivation.
I dig it.
Do you have career goals? Would you think that would be one of your career goals right there?
Probably, definitely long term, but yeah.
Do you know like your main career goal? Like, would you say that would be your main career goal right now, is like to do stand up and inspire people?
Eventually, yes, I would love to. I've been interested in becoming a comedian. I would love to be a stand-up comedian. I think the process would be a lot of fun. In terms of right now, in the long term, I don't know exactly what it, I just want to be an influencer. I want to be known, and I want people to.
Yeah, you want to be a public figure.
Yeah, I do. I want to be a public figure. It's about as simple as that. So here's a question for you: are you more glass half full or glass half empty? And if so, why? Or which one and why?
Like a drink of water? I like to drink water full.
I like it. That's a good observation. Like, are you more optimistic or pessimistic?
Probably optimistic.
That's good.
Why? Because I'm confident about my future.
I like it. That's a solid answer. I dig that.
I'm confident with what I do right now. I feel like I'm going to get somewhere and I'm going to be successful in what I do in the platform.
There you go. I mean, yeah, I would agree with that. That makes a lot of sense. Like, being optimistic is very important in anything you do. So it keeps the positive vibes at full send.
Absolutely. What job would you like to try out for a week?
Is it any job?
Anything in this whole entire world. What if you could get it right now, what job would you just like to try out for a whole week?
Probably either a stand-up comedian or a filmographer or a cinematographer or anything, or like working cameras in a movie or something. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, like filmography?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Mine would be probably go into acting. I would try to do acting for a week, because I did take an acting class when I was 13 and I enjoyed it. So if I could get like an acting role sometime in the future, I would definitely take it instantly and do it. If it's for a movie, a TV show, a reality TV show, whatever it may be, I would do it.
Or MMA fighting. I think that'd be fun. Being a professional fighter and training all the time, I think that'd be an experience.
Yeah. I've had 12 amateur bouts So, I mean, I know the feeling of getting in the ring and all that stuff. So it's definitely a different feeling when you're in the ring with another opponent you've never met.
There you go. I like it. Or a politician. That'd be fun to try for a week just to get the experience of what it's like.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the
perspective would be really important, and a lot of people could use that experience of what it's like to.
Do you think you'd be able to be professionally involved in politics though?
Yes.
I guess you do know a lot in politics, so I agree.
Yes, I like to be. I think it's important to as an American to not be ignorant about what's going on in your country. To put it lightly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know a whole lot about politics because I don't really follow the news a whole lot. But for one that does, because I'm sure you do, right?
I try my best. Not always, but I mean, it's just like, it's something that everybody should feel like they should, at least. I mean, some people just don't give a shit at all, but I feel like everybody should know at least what's going on and dwell a little deeper into what's happening that's not mainstream media telling you.
So what could you describe as your American dream?
I don't know. It's interesting because most people that think of the American dream are those that think of it when they come to this country. That's like the ideal definition of an American dream.
An American dream can really mean anything. An American dream is like, it's like a stereotypical term. Like you just say.
Okay. Actually, here's a better question. So from someone who's not an American citizen, what's your idea of the American dream?
Oh, man. Well, as soon as I think American dream, I think money, cars, big houses and stuff. So, I mean, a lot of that has to do with big success, grinding. So, I mean, I would say my American dream would be one day having a big house, fancy car, having a good amount of wealth, being able to travel the world, and just living my best life would just be like my American dream.
Yeah, I mean, I think my definition of American dream, well, the definition of an American dream would be obviously to work hard and create something bigger than yourself, or to be a part of something bigger than yourself that you can be successful with, which is very important. But in my ideology of the American dream, what I would want to do would just be successful and enjoy what you do and love what you do. And definitely not take anything for granted. Be humble, but not work a 9-to-5. Simple as that. You know, just do something that is, you know, less than the majority for a job. Yeah. I think, and if that's the case, then you've probably won.
Yeah, it's basically an opportunity to achieve success through hard work. So that's basically, yeah, exactly what you said. That's what the American dream is. And most people, like I was saying before, that think American dream is big house, fancy car, money, wealth, travel. Like that's what the American dream is. And I mean, that's what I want to do in the future. That's my ideal of success and working towards the craft and platform and studying it and making it just becoming the best version that you can possibly be and being successful and then being able to do all those things. Yeah. American dream.
Would you ever want to move to America?
Absolutely. I would give myself 5 years from now and I would love to live in LA.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like living in LA would just help me pursue my goals and dreams even further. And I mean, I know it sounds very cheesy and it sounds just very stereotypical, like, oh yeah, you want to move to LA because everybody does that and it's acting and stuff. But I mean, I feel that if people really know what they want, rather than saying I'm going to move to LA and then hopefully I meet a big producer, that's not like what I want to do. I would move to LA and I would already know what I want to do and already know what I'm going to grind for. So that's not like I'm thinking and hopefully I get somewhere where it's going to be, no, I'm going to grind and I know I'm going to get somewhere.
There you go. I've never really, most people, I guess it kind of depends on what you want to do, but a lot of people aren't necessarily like always attracted to the idea of LA. Cause there's such a bad, it gets such a bad, like, what's the word? Vibe? No, that's not the word. It gets a bad rap. There you go. It came to me finally. But if it's something that you, once you do, a lot of people don't like, or they don't like the feeling of being stuck in a place where everything is just so extra, I guess. Like they feel like they have to be something that they're not. At least that's what it seems like. I've never actually been to LA. I've only been to the airport, and I haven't spent any time in LA. So I could be wrong, but To live there, I mean, you kind of have to go there just to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And it's usually a lot of people will either stay or they move out once they accomplish what they want to accomplish. So, like, I would never want to raise a family there, but there's some people that do, you know, it just depends on your life.
I just hate that people always desire on the same job, like Subway, McDonald's, Wendy's, and then that's just what they have in their mind. And then they say what they want to do, but they never go and pursue that. Like, I have a friend and he said, well, he has a good job here. He works in the plant field, which is basically an industrial plant. So you kind of work in that kind of field and do all that crazy stuff. It's like explosives. And he really wants to be a personal trainer. He wants to get into fitness. He's really into fitness like me. And I always tell him every single day, I'm like, dude, like, do it now. You're 30 years old. Do it. Like, you want to have a kid, you have a house, just do something different and make more money. And then he always complains and stuff. And it's just like, life is way too short to drought over anything. I feel like live your life, live it up. And as we said in our last episode, take risks. And, you know, nothing is really, I feel like if you want to change a career, nothing is ever not worth taking. Because doing it, you can't really say that you failed.
That's true. That's very, I like it. That's very accurate. A lot of people get caught up in what they want and not knowing how to pursue it. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. A lot of people get so caught up and they don't know exactly how to stop and kind of dictate their life. Like, if you're listening to this podcast right now and there's stuff that you need to do and want to get done, then just go ahead and exit out and be done with it. I know it's kind of late to say that in the podcast now if you're still listening, but thank you anyway. But I mean, there's no reason to keep consuming when you want to create. You know, I think a lot of people kind of realize that, or they wait for something specific. Like, they wait for, like, oh, I'm going to start this week or after I do this or whatever, but it just start. Like me, like with my YouTube channel, you know, I get caught up and then I'm like, oh, I'll just wait until I go home, or I'll just wait until, you know, and they just keep doing that, making that excuse to themselves. A lot of people don't just understand how to just do it, you know, and a lot of people struggle with it, I feel like, and not a lot of people know how to fix that problem. So I wish there'd be a way for more people to learn how to manage that issue.
Yeah, I totally agree. And like, I feel that a lot of people hate on you for what you have. And like, I really admire people with success. A lot of people that are successful, I look up to, because for them to be successful, they fucking work so hard that they made that dream happen. They earned that Ferrari, they earned that house. They told themselves one day they're going to get it. And maybe they didn't know how, but they got it because of how hard they worked. And people that hate on you for what you have and don't believe in themselves, it kind of all goes back into mindset. They turn all their energy into hate. And what happens when you hate things, it comes back and bites you, because everything you're really doing is hating on yourself.
And then that energy kind of keeps dragging you down and it's hard to get out of.
Yeah, like, you can, anybody can do this. Anybody, like, you can do this. You can make success out of yourself. It doesn't have to be millions of dollars, but it's success. It makes you feel good. You get back what you put in.
Yeah, and the clock keeps ticking.
Absolutely.
Dude. You know what you put out. That's the biggest thing. That's probably one of the biggest pieces of advice you can give anybody, is you get in what you get, or you get back what you put in. So
we can do, so we're getting a little close. We can do let's do a couple more questions. What do you find inspirational?
What do I find inspirational? Looking into myself, reflecting. If we want to bring it back to earlier in this episode, I think reflecting is inspirational, because when you do it, you're like, oh, this is awesome. Why don't I do this more often? You don't. But another thing that would probably be inspirational would be anything positive that you have going on in your life, or just a super deep motivational YouTube video. You know, there's all sorts of those out there in the universe. Those are all pretty inspiring. You made one, didn't you? Didn't you have one on your channel not too long ago?
I did. I did make one, and I'm actually in the mix of making another one. But yes, I did make one.
It was pretty fire. I liked it.
Yeah, that's probably like the same thing that I would say, is just like watching a lot of my motivational speakers that I watch is just very inspiring, and it actually helps me, because if I didn't listen to motivational speakers, I really think that everybody should listen to motivational speakers, because they really know what they're talking about. Like, that's why they're motivational speakers for a reason. And they have millions of people listening to them because people want to be successful and get to the point where they're at. But I would say that, yeah, motivational speakers definitely help me and definitely inspire me the most.
Or anything that you're attracted to, anything that you like realize that you might enjoy or something that piques your interest, I find pretty inspiring because then I feel the motivation to want to do it.
It's just like for filmmaking, YouTube, fitness, anything that I see that's progress and I'm progressing at, it inspires me to keep moving forward.
Well, there you go. Well said.
All right. So I guess we can both get to our one more question each. What are the recent accomplishments that make you feel proudest and successful?
I don't have any right now.
Really?
Yeah, I would say finally starting this podcast has been probably my most recent accomplishments.
Hey man, that's very good.
That's probably what it is right there.
I mean, I guess, okay, how about we throw the recent away? How about we just say, what are the accomplishments that make you feel proudest and successful? Doesn't even have to be recent, just whatever. If it's the podcast, then just stick with that.
I'm just sticking with the podcast because it's something I've wanted to do for so long that I finally freaking did. It took me probably about a half a year to a year to finally do it. But I mean, I don't know. I haven't really done anything super drastic with my life. Like, I moved to college, you know, and I'm doing all that nonsense. But I haven't, like, you know, I'm only 20 years old. I haven't really done anything super crazy yet.
Yeah. But I mean, you're still very young and the podcast is definitely a huge accomplishment. So that's very good. I would probably, for me, I would have to say the biggest accomplishment would definitely have to be turning my life into YouTube and being a motivational speaker and doing podcasting and definitely getting very serious into fitness and wanting to inspire others to help them achieve their goals is definitely my proudest moments, and that'll never be taken away from there. That's definitely something that I love.
Well, there you go. What would you say, here's my last question for you. What would you say was your biggest setback and how did you overcome it?
My biggest setback, I would say, was probably listening to other people, and it would drag me down for years. And after I overcame it and just finally said enough is enough and pushed them to the side and just did what I wanted to do to make me happy instead of making them happy, that's probably what my biggest setback was. And I'm kind of happy I pushed that out of my life and just learned to listen to myself and my gut instead of listening to other people and what they think is better for me.
There you go. I like it. I would say I would totally agree with you. I feel like a lot of people struggle with that. And I know I do. And I did. And I'm in the process of trying to figure that out. I haven't mastered it yet, but hey, don't rush the process. Trust the process.
It's just, yeah, a lot of people will tell you so many things, and even as bad as it sounds, it could even be a family member, your mom, your dad, your brother, sister, cousin, aunt. It doesn't matter. It could be somebody telling you that this is not a good choice. You shouldn't be doing this. You should be doing this instead. And that's how a lot of people crush dreams. And those are dream crushers right there, because they think that it's too big. It's too big to be thinking about. It's like, oh, I want to own a plane one day. That's too big of a dream. I want to be able to travel the world one day. That's too big of a dream. But like I was saying earlier, no dream is too big. You just have to dream big, work hard, and don't stop until you get there. Because hard work counts and hard work matters. Hard work gets you places. It just takes the hard work to achieve.
As long as you know what it is that you're trying to achieve.
Get a craft, study it, perfect it, and then do it.
Facts.
So I think on that note, guys, that's going to be the end of the podcast. And I really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening, because I think this podcast was very well done, very well said. And Jesse, you did a very good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I would agree. I think you did a very fantastic job. And as always, the random quote from the book today is, strive for progress and not perfection.
Hey.
The book is closed. The book has spoken. Very relevant, actually. That was kind of impressive. I wasn't expecting that.
And as always, guys, hopefully you all have a great, fantastic night. And we're going to shout out and plug our social media. So if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, at cj.abate. Also, if you would like to subscribe to my YouTube channel, please do, Abate TV. Also, you can follow me on Snapchat at kidabate. I don't really use Twitter too much, but I mean, if you would like to follow me, it's just CJ Abate without the dot. Jesse, go ahead and plug your stuff.
The only stuff I'm plugging right now is just my Instagram at JesseG1022. Just stay tuned for the YouTube and stay tuned for the Snapchat and probably eventually my Twitter. Like you, I have a Twitter, but I don't even use it. I don't even know my handle off the top of my head. And that's, I just don't use my Twitter. So thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you on in the next episode of the podcast.